Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, friend, no Steve here.
Hey, Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today. Larson, what's in the news?
So, following his loss last night to Keith Lee, many of us have wondered, what's next for Adam Cole and the Undisputed Era? Is he staying in NXT? Are they going up to Maine? What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Well, Tom Colohue is reporting that, quote, can exclusively report that while there's an offer on the table to bring Adam Cole and the Undisputed Era up to Raw or SmackDown around SummerSlam time. Yeah. Awesome.
That's cool.
That'd be great to see him just like run wild on the red or blue brands, but Colohue says not so fast because he adds, quote, not every member of the group is eager to have that happen due to an urge to stay in NXT. There's believed to be a concern that the move from Full Sail to Performance Center taping schedule might create an increased risk of COVID-19.
Yeah.
So all completely understandable concerns given the haphazard,
sloppy,
chaotic,
sloppy,
creative on Raw or SmackDown.
Oh, I thought you meant... I thought you were... Sorry, I didn't read it. I thought you were talking about the way they were treating COVID.
I'm taking one beat at a time. I was going to get to that. There's any number of reasons why, if you're successful, happy, doing a lot of good stuff in NXT, why you might want to stay there given the current situation.
Yeah.
Creative is a bit of a mess. Ratings are down. There's no fans there to give you that pop when you debut. You got the COVID situation at the Performance Center. Kyle O'Reilly has had a more limited role on television because it was reported that he had concerns, health concerns, about performing in the midst of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's any variety of reasons why if I was in NXT and they're like, hey, you want to go to Raw or SmackDown? It's like, maybe, I don't know, just wait. I don't know. Anyways. So Colohue adds, quote, while the desire to move the entire faction up as a whole entity instead of just Adam Cole, a number of officials have expressed concern to me that there was still some convincing to do. It is unfortunately possible that one or more members would be left behind, in a sense, and stay in NXT, despite being assured that there are little to no plans to use them going forward.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's still plenty to do, plenty for at the very least for Adam Cole to do. And I'll be honest with you, I'd be shocked if they went up before. Well, okay, so I still think that before Killer Cross gets to Keith Lee, number one, that should be a long time. Mm-hmm. But I think him putting the what do they call this thing? The Days of Our Lives clock.
Yeah, hourglass.
The hourglass, thank you. Him laying that at Adam Cole as a threat, just because Adam Cole lost the title shouldn't mean Killer Cross now going to move on. Like, that's a great feud for Adam Cole to take on now.
Yeah.
I think there's that. I think there's any number of things for him to do. That being said, I could totally see this happening. You know, maybe they have that takeover match. Killer Cross and Adam Cole, and Adam Cole does the quantum leap to SummerSlam the next day. I could see that. To SmackDown after SummerSlam. There's a lot of great matchups there. I think that's the perfect place for him and the Undisputed Era to go.
Agreed.
But I don't think that, like, I mean, the COVID concerns for Kyle O'Reilly is like a big thing, but it's not like he hasn't been at Full Sail either because of the same thing. So I don't know. If WWE is actually planning on doing what they're talking about doing in the next story, then yeah, it'd be great to see them debut in front of fans. I don't know, man. I think there's all sorts of things that they could still do with the Undisputed Era in NXT.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And maybe right now the attitude is, well, they're going to get called up anyway, so we have nothing in mind for them.
Mm-hmm.
But if Triple H finds out that, hey, you get Undisputed Era for another 8 months,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing he's going to find a way to utilize them, especially considering how glowingly he spoke of Adam Cole's title reign last night on Twitter.
Yeah, it's not like a guy has a 400-day title reign, and then it's like, well, nothing left to do. It's like, well, he's been wrapped up in the title scene. There are plenty of other things they could do, mm-hmm. you know, beyond that mm-hmm. with him. So yeah, I don't know. That's I wonder what this means. There is an offer on the table to bring Adam Cole. I guess is there like does that mean there's like a pitch? Like for
yeah,
somebody
know.
Has, I don't know what that exactly
I don't
means.
I don't know. It'd be great if they had an idea in mind of how to utilize him or the group as a whole.
That would be
yeah. when they call up to Maine, but as history has indicated, that's not always the case.
No, it's not. And you never know how it's going to play out. I mean, evidently Vince McMahon is a big fan of Matt Riddle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's probably going to get a big push. Mm-hmm. The way Adam Cole was, you know, the reception he got with his match against Daniel Bryan on SmackDown when, you know, they invaded was really, really great. And it's like, it's, mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's difficult to see the reception that they typically get and not think, man, we can do a lot with these guys. But yeah, it's the kind of thing you never know. You never know.
Never know. Another thing you never know, when arena shows are going to happen again. But WrestleVotes may have a look inside what WWE may be thinking. Steve, go ahead.
WrestleVotes says this, being told with SummerSlam off the table, in front of fans, they're talking about, WWE is now aiming for the end of September as a restart for live audiences. To be determined, TBD.
Oh, dear.
With cases increasing every day, Florida, yep. even the Republican Party is talking about moving the convention, which they plan to have in person.
They're, in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, they're looking to move that to an outdoor location now.
I wonder if they do it at Daly's Place.
They should do it at a beach somewhere. So yeah, even the Republicans are talking about, oh, God, this is too scary. And if they're saying it's too scary, you know, once the cases start going down, then you can start thinking about the future. But that hasn't happened.
Well, it's not just going; it's going down and staying down and implementing measures to try to keep them down. You know, because a lot of states flattened the curve and then kind of had it going slightly down, where they're like, "All right, in the clear," you know, let's reopen everything, and then tons more cases. So you got to get that thing down, like basically all the way down. Didn't do that. I got no segue. A few days back, though, when news dropped that SummerSlam wouldn't be happening as scheduled in Boston, instead it's happening at Performance Center, Sean Ross Sapp mentioned on Twitter that WB may have a network special in the works the weekend after SummerSlam, so that'd be Sunday, August 30th. Well, PW Unlimited is reporting today that, quote, WWE is looking to run either another night of SummerSlam or even running a WWE Evolution special on August 30th.
I would be
super excited about Evolution 2.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
First Evolution was fantastic.
WWE's women's division is off the charts deep. Like it's mm-hmm. they have just an embarrassing riches of talent there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a no-brainer. They should have done this a while ago.
Oh yeah, they should have made this an annual event, man.
Yeah, the first one was a blast. This one should be good. That's awesome news, man.
Yeah, hopefully it comes to pass, because I'd be super excited about that.
Absolutely.
As far as the second night of SummerSlam, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, wait, two nights of SummerSlam?
Yeah, consecutive weekends. I said either another night of SummerSlam, so it'll be on the 23rd and the 30th, or on the 30th they do Evolution and then just do SummerSlam.
I wouldn't want a second night of SummerSlam.
Yeah, I don't want that. I want Evolution too.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Another night of SummerSlam. I just saw I was just focusing on the Evolution part of it. Another night of SummerSlam? Who the hell wants that? What, a week? Did you say a week later?
Yeah. Yeah, it's following week.
This is done and forgotten by then. Nobody needs 2 weeks of SummerSlam.
I know.
1 3-hour special, SummerSlam, 3 hours.
Yes. Well, since it's a major pay-per-view, you could push 3.5 hours.
3 hours maximum. Hopefully an hour and a half. Like a bad, like a low budget romantic
SmackDown
comedy
with no commercials. What you want?
Exactly. Another night of SummerSlam. Get out of here with that. Give me Evolution.
Maybe they take the 3 hour SummerSlam show and just break it into two nights. So it's an hour and a half 1 week, hour and a half the next.
Hey,
week.
Wait a second. So is NXT doing anything to try to counter program Fight for the Fallen?
Not that I've heard.
Oh wow, interesting. Tomorrow are they going to announce? You know,
Bash at the Beach.
Yeah. Halloween Havoc in July. November to remember, July 15th.
There you go. It'd be Christmas in July.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. We've done it. All right. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.